Seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say nay. Sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we win.
Taking it easy there with the Eagles as we edge our way into the weekend. Welcome to Thursday's show on Dubai Today, when I like to talk food, people and places. And what a special show I've got in store for you today, with a taste of Dubai happening this weekend, starting this afternoon through to Saturday evening. Each of my guests this morning will be showing and demonstrating and sharing their cuisine, their beverages and their skill. I'm going to be welcoming chefs, eateries and in particular, to start off with, we're going to be tasting coffee. Before we get into that though, just want to highlight the Eagles are coming to town, listening there to Take It Easy. Yeah, they're coming into Dubai on April the 12th. So what a fantastic concert that promises to be. It's going to be at the Sevens Stadium, and yeah, just bringing with them a 40-year history. What a great catalogue of music the Eagles have to show to us, to play to us here in the Emirates. And tickets are on sale now. You can go to eaglesdubai.com. for all the details. So it gives me pleasure to welcome to the show Orit Mohammed of Boone Coffee. Good morning to you, Orit.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Now, last time we spoke, we were talking about Ethiopia and the culture of Ethiopia and the community residing here in the UAE. And we got together after that show, didn't we? And
yes.
We went to a lovely restaurant in Deira. Bonani?
Yes, Bonani.
Yeah, and you shared with me some local cuisine, Ethiopian fare and custom, with Consul General as well of Ethiopia. So it was just a lovely, wonderful evening.
Yes, you got to taste injera, our flatbread with our stews. You know what? It was a very nice evening. And being vegetarian, we had a lot of vegetarian dishes.
That's right. Yeah, yes. It was a really interesting cuisine, interesting taste. Sharing, I think Ethiopia, you brought the sharing concept to us way before all these restaurants did.
Yes.
And of course, afterwards, we had coffee.
Coffee, yes. We had the traditional way over there, they roasted for us and then they made it. But now with Boone Coffee, we get it roasted professionally, then we can taste some of the good Ethiopian coffee.
Well, you've got some of your Boone Coffee there, so I'm going to taste that in a moment. That's good. It'll keep me going this morning. And
excellent.
And you were telling me how, you know, coffee is so integral into the Ethiopian culture. And, you know, we love coffee and it's become a sort of lifestyle choice. You know, we pick up our coffee on the way to work. We have to have our coffee in our daily routine. It's there in so many people's lifestyle. But for you in Ethiopia, it's always been there.
Yes, it's part of our socializing, that coffee is brewed every day at home, you know, roasted in each house. And it's actually where the women, after the family leaves, get together from all the neighborhoods, come together, open house, have coffee in the morning around 9 o'clock, have fresh popcorn. We have our coffee with popcorn. So we would have, and you would invite everybody. And it's just the way of get the women to get together even in the country, in the villages, or even in the cities, that they still practice that.
So that's still going on.
Yes.
And you told me the children drink coffee too.
Yes, you start, you know, it's the same coffee pot with the same coffee grind. You make it three times, so it gets diluted. By the third one, it's much lighter brewed coffee. So usually that's, the children can drink that. You know, it's like you, as you get older, you get to the second and then the first, you made it.
You work your way up.
Exactly.
The strength as you grow. So it's a coming of age thing.
Exactly.
You know that you're an adult, you're a man when you can take the full strength Ethiopian coffee.
Yes, and the only thing is that when you start having coffee, you have to have the three cups, all adults. It's not, you can't leave once you start. You have to continue the three cups. So that's the part of some. So it's a longer ceremony than just not a sip, a cup, have a cup and go. You have to sit.
You have to sit and enjoy it.
Yes.
Take that time to really take the flavour. Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to my cup of Boone coffee. Certainly the last cup I had, it certainly made me sit up and take notice of the taste. And it was a very clean taste. And I think understanding coffee may be something where we do drink it every day. Maybe we're not so discerning. We're not so aware of what the difference is between a good tasting coffee. You know, maybe we compromise without even noticing. We just get used to a certain type. I think that is the taste of coffee. And then, you know, like, you know, lots of other beverages, once you then taste something of good quality, you go, oh my, that's how coffee should taste. Yes. So explain that to me, the process and what you do with Boone coffee.
Well, you know, a lot of the coffee that's consumed here, especially in this region, is processed coffee, instant coffee, different types. So and the other types of coffee are imported coffee, coffee that has been roasted somewhere else. They come back to Dubai or to the UAE, and, you know, it's an old coffee. There's only a couple of roasters here that roast locally and properly and display their coffee. So you could taste the difference. You could taste what's the difference between this type of coffee and the other type, and the dark roast, medium roast, or the blonde roast. So this, when you start drinking correct type of coffee, when you realize that the bitterness, the sourness that the other coffee, that's not the way coffee is supposed to be. The coffee is supposed to have its own flavors, its own taste. So what you've been drinking is just a black concoction of something, not really coffee. So I think everybody's pleasantly surprised when they start drinking the fresh roasted. And I haven't had anybody who said, no, this is not what I expected. Everybody's just like, wow, I didn't realize. So I'm happy to show people how it should taste.
And that's what you're going to be doing at Taste of Dubai. Your first time at Taste.
Yes.
So what are you going to be doing then? What coffees will you have from Boone Coffee?
I'll have both natural and washed coffee, which means that when the coffee was picked, the natural coffee is slowly sun-dried and let from then picked. But if it's washed, they wash it immediately and they take it from the cherry and dry it. So the natural is more stronger, more flavorful, but the washed coffee is cleaner coffee, smooth. Some people like the stronger, the earthy taste of the natural, and some people like the clean taste. So I'll have this kind of samples. You can sample them. For anybody who comes down and says, I want to sample your coffee, no problem. We can do that.
Well, at Taste of Dubai this year, which they're celebrating their fifth anniversary, there are going to be international celebrity chefs. Aldo Zilli, of course, he's going to be in conversation with me just after 10:30 today. So listen out for that conversation. I met him yesterday at Armani Peck. They're also going to be at Taste of Dubai. Over 25 restaurants, fine restaurants from the UAE will have their chefs down there at Media City in the amphitheatre there, cooking up a storm.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you get to go around and sample all the different dishes from these restaurants. Can you imagine doing that? And you think if you go to one of those restaurants, you know how lucky you are, but to actually have so many different restaurants there at the amphitheatre to enjoy. That's what Taste is all about. It's a kind of festival, a food festival. If you love your food, if you like cooking, if you like going out and eating, then this is the place to spend the weekend. There's going to be cookery demonstrations. There's going to be classes at the Miele Cookery School. There's the Phillips Theatre. So the chefs, as well as giving their cookery classes, they also are giving the demonstrations. So I'm going to be joining Aldo Zilli for a cookery class this afternoon with my mother, who's visiting. So that'll be interesting to see how we get on there. I don't think I've had a cookery lesson with my mother since I was a child. So we'll find out how we get on there later in the weekend. So lots to enjoy. Of course, the fabulous Suzanne Hussein is going to be doing a cookery demonstration and class. Also, a regular regular co-host on the show with me. You've got there as well Fernando Pierre, you've got Atul Kucha, Artie Sekera as well, that from the Food Network. So that's just a taster of some of the chefs that are appearing at Taste of Dubai this weekend. When we come back, we're going to be finding out how Orit got into the business of coffee. Of course, she was a runner-up on tonight's Big Break just earlier in the year, and we'll find out how she's getting on after that experience. I think you're getting very used to the radio, for sure, being in the studio. Yeah, quite a local personality.